In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
News of the day, Ricky Pearsall's got a hamstring injury. They're just calling it a tweak. He probably would be ready for minicamp in a couple of weeks, but the Niners say it's very likely they'll just hold him out of that. And so he will not work out in team activities until training camp starts in the last week of July. This got us listening to Kyle Shanahan, who made the comment about how great this offseason has been because he feels his team really understands that they underperformed last year and therefore they better show up ready to ride. And everybody did. And he, quote, didn't have to call anyone and beg, which I think grabbed some of our attention because it's like, do you normally have to do that? You have to beg guys to show up? So we got onto this player contract and money thing. Let's go to Rich in Fremont. Hey, Rich, what's up? Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. You know, I'll tell you something. I've been watching sports for a long time, and maybe it's because I'm just an older guy, but, you know, that side of the spectrum was something that, growing up, we just didn't pay attention to. And as I've gotten older, I still don't pay attention to it because I look at it like this. That's the business side of what those players do. It's got nothing to do with me. Although I will say this much, when you're a fan – a very young fan, and you pay your ticket and you want to go see the person who you're enthused about and they don't play, I do understand that side of it. But other than that, as far as how much money they're making and what's going on behind the scenes and all that type of stuff, that, in my opinion, is the business side of what those guys do. I'm not the person out there risking my body and my time, you know, for a team effort. I'm a spectator. And I just want to stay in a spectator's world. I don't want to try to get into the nuts and bolts of payment and who ain't getting this and who ain't getting playing time and all that type of stuff. Because really, at that top part of the spectrum, that's the business side. It's just my take. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Rich, thank you. You know, the only thing that Rich said that caught my attention other than, you know, like I agree with everything he's saying, but when he says this has got nothing to do with me, I mean, in a way, it absolutely has everything to do with all of us. I'll never forget one time, you know, I had whatever my time slot was on the radio, and one of the bosses is sitting there, and we're talking about money, and I don't even know if it was a negotiation or whatever it was, but he goes, you understand that in whatever you're going to get paid there for your time slot, that's because the company feels like they can make even more, right? Obviously, or else they wouldn't pay you that. It wouldn't be a good business move for them. So now think about that in terms of a fan. We'll sit here and go, dude, and maybe Steph's a bad example because we all think he should just make a billion. But Steph Curry makes $59 million. If you want to break this down by games, so he's making like $750,000 just for a game, for a basketball game. So think about
whether
that.
Whether he plays or not.
Right. $750,000 for a basketball game. And you're like, how the hell does that make sense? Well, because we have allowed it to be so. Enough of us will show up and spend X on tickets and food and food and drink and drink and drink and parking and drink, we will do that in order to make those numbers work. So when we kind of go, well, it's got nothing to do with me, it's got everything to do with us. We're like our behavior, like they don't, these contracts don't go the other way until we stop showing up.
Exactly. There's a concert tonight out at Oracle Park. And for my son Quest's birthday, I got him a couple of tickets.
Oh, good.
SZA and Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, this is a big one.
Oracle Park. Yeah, tonight, tip time, 7 o'clock. Okay. Get there early, beat the rush. I was looking for tickets, and how much do you think the ticket would be to go to see Kendrick Lamar and SZA?
Now, which child did you get this for?
This is my almost 24-year-old.
Okay. Is this the one that has the friend that cheats and gets all the tickets?
She doesn't cheat. And she, in fact, Nina, she will be in attendance tonight.
Okay, so it is that child.
But in this case, I decided to
went online and did this yourself.
I handled it because you got a birthday coming up in about 2.5 weeks.
Secondary market?
No, primary market.
Primary market. Good seats?
He's in the building. So, I mean, they're not great seats, but
okay,
he's in the building.
For Kendrick and SZA? And you just went straight? Like to the first market, mediocre seats, I bet you paid, I mean, the number 300 a ticket is in my mind.
Yeah, $500.
Wow.
Love your children.
$1,000.
A girl.
You dropped a G-spot.
It's a birthday, 24.
Damn.
And yeah, it's two of the biggest entertainers. Like, yeah. Taylor Swift is bigger. Nina was able to get tickets to that last minute, of course. But yeah.
I need to talk to Nina, by the way.
Yeah.
I got all kinds of tickets I need now.
I'll put you in touch with her
Thank you.
Yeah, I think she's aware of the slander that she's received show.
I bet she is. Yeah. I would like to have a conversation with her so that we can find some common ground.
Yeah.
And then find some tickets.
You may go to voicemail, but I only brought this up as an example of what you're talking about, because if you want to see these two performers, Kendrick Lamar, who won umpteen Grammys. I think SZA won one as well. She's super popular. My current favorite artist. This is what it costs. And you know what? That Oracle Park is going to be full.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's going to be sold out. There's going to be people outside trying to get in. And $500 a pop times 40,000.
Yeah.
We're looking at a good number there on the take.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, You think about a Niner game,
well,
right?
Well, no. Think about Brock Purdy's contract and how often Kyle Shanahan has tried to tell people, this is what it costs. You could get mad all you want. You can TJ Hushman's out of this. All right, I should have gotten 47. What does that even mean? This is what it costs. Like, try. Go to the grocery store and just be like, this pasta costs too much. I don't want to give you $6.50 for it. I give you $4.50. What do you think the employees at Safeway are going to tell you?
Yep.
We don't want to see you in the aisles anymore.
Man.
That's what they're going to tell you.
We don't ever want to say that to people.
No, we want to see you in the aisles. But this is what it costs.
Right.
And your concert is a great example of that. This is what it costs.
It is what it costs, and it's what it costs because that's what people will pay. The one that gets me probably the most is, okay, fine, you're going to hit me for $500, I'm going to a concert, can I just park my car? So you go down to one of these fancy schmancy lots, and it's not even fancy or schmancy. It's a piece of concrete, and I just want to put my car in park and hope to God it doesn't get broken into more than once, and that's $100.
To park.
But again,
that's the one that gets me.
But the reason why they charge that is because
they
get
can.
That.
Yes, because they can. Bruno in Oakland. Hey, Bruno, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Good to hear from you. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
So I actually find the contract talks, when I listen to sports radio and they talk about contracts, it's the most boring thing. It's when I switch to other stations. What I get upset about is when they don't pay the money, like Fisher with the Oakland A's. I mean, the guy's a billionaire. You know, why own a sports team if you're not going to try and make it good and you know, why are you trying to save money? You have more money than you could spend in 1,000 lifetimes.
Bruno, I think this is a very, very fair point. Thank you, Bruno. I mean, and I'll take this to an even more general space. It is consistently fascinating to me. And look, the Brandon Ayuk one was our most recent example. And, you know, I cited a lot of issues on both sides of the coin there, but I did not like the way Brandon handled himself. But in general, it's fascinating to me how many times people will come down the road of a player rather than coming down the road of an owner.
The billionaire owner.
I mean, I'll give you the latest example. Like, to me, I did not like how many people looked at Jimmy Butler in Miami and went, dude, what is the matter with you? Why are you conducting yourself this way? All because a player decided, this is what I'm worth, therefore this is what I will demand. And if you don't want to do that, then we're going to have beef.
Yeah, but it's the way he went about it in the middle of the year and just stopped showing up.
We say stop showing up. They suspended him multiple times. Like, how often does an owner behave that way? Like, constantly with where they decide, well, this is what's happening, and this is what I'm going to fork over, and this is what I won't fork over, and we got everybody relocating out of California and all this stuff going on.
Well, they're the owner. I mean, it's their business. They have the right to do it. And we have an owner of this very company, and if they make a decision, if they decide tomorrow morning, you know what? I don't think that we want to do sports talk radio anymore, so we're going to sell all 51 stations or whatever.
They'd get ripped.
Yeah, I mean, an athlete, they're allowed to do it.
But an athlete, they are independent contractors in a way. They are their own business. So they're running their business, right?
Yeah.
All right, couple things here. We'll keep taking your calls on this. Vic Tafer, who covers the Niners, is going to join us at 5. I hate to do this, but I like...
Then don't.
No. We got to talk about this for a brief moment coming up next. There's some pretty unfortunate news that I just found out about that I think a lot of you are going to want to hear and just think about for a second. So I'll have that for you coming up next. We're sponsored by Inn at the Tides. Escape and book your stay at the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay. Enjoy sweeping views, clean, fresh, cool ocean air. It's beautiful. I've been there. In your room, a chilled complimentary bottle of wine awaits. Breakfast is served at the Tides Wharf. Delicious, by the way. Book today at innatthetides.com. This is Willard and Dibs.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question. That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
Let me try again. You want to know what I want to do one of these times when you play that, Grandy? I want to quiz everybody in the room. I know you know.
Right.
Who are those voices? Each
Who
one.
Who are you?
Who are you? Do you think nice. You can get them all?
I think you can
get them all? We should do that. Maybe even soon. I don't know why that's just like, I don't know. The second one is the one where I'm like, I think I know who that is.
And I believe there are two different montages that you have.
I have two different ones. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should quiz each other.
Probably have enough content to make a third one now, honestly.
Well, you know, we do ask a lot of great questions, so we try. Anyway, glad you're all with us. Valkyries are over on the Odyssey app. If you want to check that out, we've got Vic Tafer coming up at 5:00. He's covering the Niners now. He covered the Raiders for years. He's covering the Niners now for the Athletic. So he's out there today at OTAs. Kyle Shanahan spoke. Headliners: Ricky Pearsall hamstring injury, just a tweak. They're not concerned about it, but he's probably not going to play in an organized way until training camp. So that's interesting. Christian McCaffrey, quote, as healthy as he could possibly be. And then Kyle also talked about how nice it is to have everybody there and no contract situations to work through and worry about. And so a lot to talk to Vic about, and we'll do that in exactly 40 minutes. This is there's no way to even sort of make light of this. Like, this is a real... This is a bummer, and this is going to hit a few of you, maybe a lot of you, in a kind of a tender spot, because this is, I don't want to say we got to know him well or whatnot, but this is something we heard about a lot through the years of Klay Thompson playing for the Golden State Warriors. His dog Rocco has passed away. Dog was 13 years old, and Klay has announced that he is in a state of mourning because of the passing of his pup. And I think anybody who's ever had a dog or any kind of an animal knows that is a real, real thing. It's a real thing. My dog is only 4.5 years old and had a health scare 2 years ago, like for a moment, what looked like a real health scare. And you just don't know how something like that is going to hit you until it does. And it was wild what happened to me and my kids emotionally when for one day we thought the worst may actually happen. And then luckily it didn't. But all I'll say about it, and, you know, Rocco lived a wonderful life for a dog, 13 years.
Yep.
But my heart goes out to Klay Thompson, man. Like, we felt like we got to know that dog on social media through the years.
Yeah, it's just terrible, terrible news. And I'm just reading a story in The Gate where Michael Thompson actually made an announcement yesterday on the Mace and Ireland show.
Mason and Ireland, yeah.
And, you know, he said that they had to put Rocco down on Saturday.
Okay.
And that, quote, it was time. And 13 for an English bulldog is a phenomenal run, because those dogs, 8 to 10 years is the normal range for a Frenchie or an English bulldog. And he got 13 years with Rocco, so... I always think about the expression, don't be sad that it's over, be happy that it happened in the first place.
Right, yeah.
And it's a hard one when it's the finality of death of anyone, let alone a beloved animal, but I'm trying to get my life more in that frame where, you know, things end. And, you know, instead of being completely devastated that it's over, be happy that you had 13 years with Rocco.
Well, I mean, the emotions are always going to be there at the loss of a loved one. But we've all been to funerals before. And yes, if the person lived 75 or 85 or 95 years or whatever, I do like it when people don't refer to it as a funeral. Instead, they say it's a celebration of life. Like any great funeral or any great life lived, like, there should be laughter, right? At the not you know, I mean, obviously there's tears also, but those memories and whatnot, I'm with you. That's a great life lived, and I get the sense that Clay got every single bit out of that relationship. When a dog and an owner are that close, they did everything together, all of that stuff. But it's hard, man. It's hard. I think about that day just because, you know, my dog's only 4.5 years old, but yeah, they only live 10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
And you think about, like, what's that going to be like when we get to that day, and you've got to either make that decision or what have you. Like, it's devastating for a family.
No, brutal. And, you know, especially when you get to that spot where you've got to make the decision. And, you know, Rocco's 13, and just judging by what Michael said when he made the announcement, it was time. That means that there's been somewhat of a decline, and it's like, you're not getting any better.
Right.
You're 13, and stuff is starting to go south, and so you have to make that choice. My ex-wife actually had to do that with her dog Shredder, the great golden retriever, who was he was everyone's pal. He was your buddy. And we were going out of town, and it's like, we got to do this today because we're going to be gone for a week. And I think my brother was house sitting, and we didn't want him to have to be the one, hey, by the way, what do I do? You know, your dog's not here anymore. So when you make that choice, that's even extra brutal, you know?
It's tough. Yeah. I had a cat my entire childhood, and then my parents had to put him down basically when I went off to college. But yeah, that phrase that you just, like, it was time that Michael said, sometimes, you know, like, I used to, as a kid, I used to do something that I don't know if it was nice or not, but I used to, like, I had one of these, like, he was a people cat, and most cats are not people cats, but he was a people cat, and I loved sports, so I'd get down on all fours and pretend like the cat was the running back and I was a linebacker, and I'd get down on all fours with him, and he would look at me, and he would start to, and whichever way he would go, and I wasn't aggressive about it, he'd almost do it like,
he's trying to block his way,
like,
yeah,
in slow motion. I'd go over and pretend that I was tackling the cat, and I'd bring him down, and I'd kind of fall on the ground and then let him kind of fall over the top of me so as not to hurt him. But I'd play football and pretend like I was the linebacker and he was the running back. And we knew that it was getting close to be about time for old Butterscotch, because when I would get down on all fours and get ready to be a linebacker, he would fall over on purpose. He would just lay down.
He got the bit. He got the bit. Maybe he had the lead in the fourth quarter, and he was just going to kneel down.
He was like, Mark, I've had enough. I can't do this anymore.
He would just fall over.
He would just, whoop, lay down. A cat! And it would, like, both make me laugh so hard and break my heart at the same time. He was just like, I don't have the energy for this anymore, dude.
Who was the quarterback who did that when Strahan broke the sack record?
Favre.
That was Favre.
Freaking Brett Favre.
Butterscotch Favre.
That's right. Butterscotch freaking Favre'd me, man.
I'm trying to think about other instances of intentional athlete fall downs, because it's pretty rare in sports.
Favre is a good one. Boy, intentional laydowns in sports. Yeah, you're probably going to have a hard time coming up with those.
There's always the football trick play, right?
Kobe Bryant wouldn't shoot. Remember that time he protested?
That's right.
He's just, I'm just going to pass. You don't want me to shoot? Fine. Watch this. No shots. None.
Wild.
I think it was against the Sacramento Kings. But yeah, there's not a lot of them. What were you just going to say? You were going to bring
like
up another one?
The football trick play where the wide receiver, you know, goes out wide and either falls down or, like, gets on all fours, or the other one where you pretend like you're hurt and you go near the sideline but you don't go off the field.
Right.
That's not quite the same thing as butterscotch.
Soccer.
Well, yeah.
Soccer. I mean, lay down all the time and stay down and start wasting clock and messing with. Exactly.
Especially when somebody like goes near your face, then you snap the head back and you immediately cover up with the anguish of a grieving child.
This is when Grandy and Lucas start to get mad at us. But it's funny that we get so mad at foul baiting in the NBA right now, because in soccer, if you're just watching casually without really looking closely, it looks like 8 people get shot in every single match.
Flopping is a problem in soccer, but at least soccer, when you get to the key part of the field, they will penalize a dive. Meanwhile, the NBA says, yeah, we're going to penalize flopping, and they do nothing about it.
They do nothing. It's a good point.
Yeah.
It's fair.
And I'd like to think it's better in soccer than it was years ago. Maybe it's just a small sample size, Steve. I don't watch as much as I did 5 years ago, but it feels to me like it's getting better.
My dad is in his 80s, and he will not. Like, he is still mad at soccer.
Mad at soccer.
He's mad at soccer. And I can tell you exactly when it happened. Because obviously, he grew up at a time, so did we, where soccer was not popular in the United States. But he took me, and I was a kid, so I don't remember exactly. It was some sort of a qualifier pre-Olympics, and the United States played Egypt at Stanford Stadium. And maybe he spent too much on the tickets or something like that. I don't know if it was $500 a ticket, like you over here, money bags. But anyway, he got tickets, and we go see Team USA play Egypt at Stanford Stadium. And Egypt only needed a tie. They didn't need to win. And so they just played defense the whole time.
We call it parking the bus, Mark.
And they freaking kept taking dives. And they would just stay on the ground. And I know there's stoppage time and everything, but the way my dad's brain worked was, it came out here and everybody just laid down and ran the clock out. And we never scored. And the final was 0-0 and Egypt celebrated. And he was like, I'm never watching this sport again. Period. Soccer died for him that day, and he is still mad at it.
I got it as 1984, and it was a part of the Olympics.
Okay.
And it turned out to be 1-1.
Okay, that sounds correct. Yeah, that's
August of 84.
I was nine.
Oh, you were nine.
I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
So my memory was a little, but yeah,
no, good.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And soccer died
that day. We were at that match.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that.
I actually went to the gold medal match at the Rose Bowl in that very Olympiad.
Oh, who won?
France over Brazil, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Like, I was too young to know at that time. I could have looked at my dad and just been like, Dad, it's Team USA. We're not going to win this thing.
Right. Dad, it's soccer. This is what we do.
It's fine, Dad. It's fine. I got a game this weekend on Saturday. There will be oranges, and it's fine. But
anyway, rest in peace to Rocco. That was about 5 diversions away from where we started, which was Rocco Thompson, Clay's dog, has passed away.
Passed away at age 13.
Has to be the most famous athlete pet of all time.
I don't know about
that. And I was even including, like,
certainly in recent and Bay Area sports, yes.
And who was that giant who had that really fat cat?
Oh,
Matt Duffy.
Matt Duffy.
And the cat's name? I knew I'd get you laughing with that one.
Oh, what was the cat's name?
I'll look it up. Matt Duffy's cat.
Wasn't Scooter?
No, that was Scooter Gannett. He played for the team.
Matt Duffy's cat. Skeeter.
Good guess, though, Lucas. Skeeter.
Thank you. Oh, close. God, that's not worth a ding.
I don't really want a ding.
Can you give him what you would have given me?
Skeeter had his...
Thank you.
Skeeter had his own area code. Dude, Skeeter pictures were uncomfortable. Because it's not just like, oh, it's a big cat. Like, he would take the entire frame of the picture.
Fat.
There would only be portions of Matt Duffy in the picture because you couldn't fit Matt Duffy in there. That cat was so big. Yeah, Skeeter.
Yeah, okay.
Skeeter passed away in 2017.
Man. Anyhow, I just was thinking about other...
The headline on Sports Illustrated was, Matt Duffy's enormous cat Skeeter has died.
Man,
he was, dude. This is the biggest cat I've ever seen.
Cat shaming. That's what that is.
Thank God. All right.
It's a 3.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Vic Tafer is going to come on in a half hour. You know what? Can we take Binks? Binks has been on hold for 2 hours.
What are the odds he's still there?
I don't know. Let's find out. Binks called about something Jonathan Kuminga related on Tuesday, and he is still on hold. Binks is in the city. Hey, Binks, are you still there?
Man, you guys were playing in the background. I wasn't even really tripping. The
hey,
speakerphone
dude.
Was on.
Dude, we love you. Yeah. Look at you. You're just hanging in there, man. Hanging around. Hey, hanging around.
You know what, man? I was going to tell you, too, that, you know, Willard, you've grown on me over the last couple of years. I don't know how long you've been with the station now, but
4 years.
You'd always have me barking at my speakers or whatever, but you've grown on me, man. You do a great job. So much so that I even listen to you on the weekends on purpose.
Look at you, Binks. First of all, you've grown on me since 38 seconds ago when we had you on. That's number one. And number two, I appreciate it, man. I'm not here to say exactly what you want all the time, but if you hang out long enough, we can be friends, Binks.
That's what's up. And hey, Dibs, I've been cracking you, man. You've had me cracking up for years, man. You've always been good at my book. But hey, I gotta say, man, you guys aren't even talking basketball. It's not the same. I'll just call back when you guys are back on it.
No, man. No. Fire away. I'll reset the table for you because I think you called about the idea of Jonathan Kuminga. And there's an article today by Anthony Slater that sort of details the three agendas within the Warriors. There's Jonathan Kuminga's agenda, which is wanting to be that dude somewhere and scoring 20 points a game. There's Steph Curry and Draymond Green's agenda of win right now. And then there's the Warriors' agenda, which is, yes, we'd like to win right now, but then we'd also like to win in the future. So therefore, we want to have some assets going forward. That was kind of the discussion, and you called in. What'd you want to say?
Okay, well, all right, well, here we go. Well, to answer the question real quick, like, I'm a Warrior fan, so, like, the agenda between, like, the Steph and the organization is kind of, like, one and the same to me. But this is, like, indirectly related. I've been wanting to, like, call in and get on you guys about this for a while now.
Let's do it.
You know, when you talk about you know, players going to an organization and averaging 20 points, but, you know, they're on a bad team or whatever.
Yeah.
There's always like an undertone to me. I interpret an undertone of like, well, that means that, you know, those players aren't very good or whatever. And the point that I make is that I called to make is like, well, they're not the GMs. They don't, you know, put the rosters together. You take a guy like Jordan Poole. He gets traded to a team where Kyle Kuzma, for Christ's sake, was the best player or whatever. So I think that there's a little bit more nuance when we talk about, you know, players scoring 20 points on a bad team, which brings me to Kuminga, is that, you know, if he wants to score 20 points, like, I would be willing to bet that the vast majority of players, especially when they're young and first coming to the league, they probably dream and believe that they can score 20 points one day. I wouldn't hold that against them or think of that as like a bad thing or whatever. So I had an analogy in the form of a question.
Okay.
That I want to pose to both of y'all. So if somebody comes to you, Willard, or you, Dibs, and they're like, hey, you know what? We got a great opportunity, you know, for you guys. We want you to be a part of this situation where you can be a part of the biggest, you know, king of sports media operation, you know, hands down, undisputedly, and we want you guys to come play a part of it. And the role we want you to play is Friday nights, 8 p.m. to midnight. That's all we need from you. But if you played your role, you'll be a part of one of the greatest enterprises to ever touch sports media. And I'm wondering if you would take that opportunity or if you would be good doing what you're doing because you have little bit more to bring to the table than just, you know, Friday nights, 8
well,
p.m. to midnight.
Okay, so
Binks, I'm glad you asked that because this actually is what happened in my career because I was a part of a championship radio station, but I was basically the Jonathan Kuminga. I didn't always get playing time, and I certainly wasn't in the starting lineup, and so I got to a spot where I was ready to go out there and average 20 a game for an expansion team. Mm-hmm. And so I went out and did that for 2.5 years.
Right. Okay, keep going.
Tore my virtual Achilles and missed 51 weeks, and then had to fight my way back through it again.
And you're still here.
Correct.
Difference is this place is no longer performing like the Washington Wizards.
Correct.
So you've also been a part of bringing that organization up to new heights and maybe even competing for Bay Area sports radio championships.
Correct. In the first 3 years, we were more like the Washington Generals.
Yes.
Washington now, Generals.
Here's the problem with, and Binks, it's a fair question and a good analogy, and what it obviously leaves out, though, is money. And that is at the center of all of these conversations. And I don't begrudge Jonathan Kuminga or any player for wanting to play that role as a one, especially because they know that it equates to money. And there, I would never get in the way of somebody wanting money. But this is an age, where I think you're actually going, Binks, is an age-old question that many of us have asked. And Jordan Poole is probably the perfect person to have this conversation about. Would you rather be Jordan Poole's sixth man on a championship squad, or would you rather be Jordan Poole the one on a crap squad? What would you rather be? And if there was a way to kind of make the money equal, and there actually was, because it was the Warriors who signed him to that contract, not the Wizards. Let's say the money were the same. Then what would you want to do? Would you like to be the sixth man on a championship squad, or would you like to be the one on a crap squad? Money's the same. Because the only comp I can give you to his analogy and the one that you just threw out there is, like, I'll be real with everybody, this in a smaller way, like I think both stations are doing fairly well, but this is essentially what was presented to me 4 years ago.
Right.
This is essentially what was presented. And I can tell you what drove the bus.
Right.
Dollars. That's what drove the bus. And there were a lot of other aspects to that that we don't need to get into.
Improved role.
But yes, but also came with that a completely different financial situation. And so, that's what, so I get that. If what Jonathan is saying is I want the highest dollar amount, who's going to ever get in the way of that? But I do wonder sometimes for certain players, if the money's going to be the same, would you take a lesser role on a great squad, or do you need that shine even if it's not going to mean, I guess, professional success?
Part of it,
is what
I think
we would call it,
is determined by where you are in your career. And for Kuminga and Jordan Poole, to a similar extent, they already have a championship, and they were not huge parts of it. Poole was. He was a big part of the title year. Kuminga was not. So even though Jonathan Kuminga is a champion from his rookie year, well, Patrick McCaw has three titles. So, and Patrick McCaw was a non-factor in all three of those titles. So just having a championship is not the ultimate fulfillment of a career. So, you know, you asked Jordan Poole that very question. Now that he's been 2 years in Washington, it's a little bit more complicated because of the way it ended here. But, you know, maybe if you gave him the truth serum, he might actually have some regret over the way it went, because he's playing, and I'm just looking at it, he gets about 29 minutes a night. You're taking 15 and a half shots a game. So all the shots are there for you, and he averages 20 a night, and they were terrible. They wound up the year, I think, with 16 wins. So how much fun is that?
I don't know. Maybe he's having a blast.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, they've got a great life. NBA players have a great, great life. They've got guaranteed money. They get to travel the country. They have a great life. Jordan Poole's life, I think, would be great in either spot. And obviously, where it went, if you actually want to dive into the nuts and bolts of Jordan, you know, I mean, he got punched by a teammate, and I would imagine things were very, very unpleasant that year. But if you take away all of that stuff and just said, when you signed that deal with the Warriors, and at that moment you thought that's what you were going to be, Steph and Clay are still on the team, and you thought you were going to be the sixth man for $30 million a year, and then you end up on the Wizards, and you are the one or the 1A for the same price, but you guys stink, and you know you're going to stink, and you're going to stink for a long time. Which role looks more attractive to you? I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, it becomes a personal choice about what you really value. And you know, you get to a spot in your career, and this is where KD, I think, got where he got his two titles. Okay, now I want to go out and be the one and go do it on my own. So you go to Brooklyn and you put that together, it doesn't work. You go to Phoenix and that doesn't work. But I think you get to that spot in your career where I want to be the dude to do it. And if you're Poole, you have two more years on your deal. And after two more years, he's still going to be a young player. And at that point, you can make a decision to, you know, either ring chase or go to a different situation. Heck, he might even come back here. He might. I mean, he's maybe allowed to.
He is. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. The other thing Bink said is he said Steph Curry's agenda and the Warriors' agenda is exactly the same. I don't think it is. And in fact, that's what the article is getting at. And we'll get to that a little bit coming up next and wonder what you all think about that. Which agenda matters to you more, Steph's or the Warriors? We'll outlay the differences. And then in about 15 minutes, Vic Tafer, covering the 49ers for The Athletic, is going to join us. Interesting day at 49ers camp. Ricky Pearsall is hurt for at least the next few weeks.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Woo. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, there's some fun stuff still ahead. Vic Tafer, who's now covering the Niners, is 10 minutes away.
Okay.
Fox Sports 1 got into an interesting Brock Purdy debate that we can play with after we chat with Vic. We've kind of been dancing around this all day. I'd love to have this conversation with you here for about 10 minutes and further explain what it was that Anthony Slater wrote about today with the three agendas. Jonathan Kuminga's agenda, well, he'd like to play basketball. He'd also like to score a lot of points, therefore make a lot of money. If that's here, great. If it's somewhere else, great. Okay, that's Jonathan's agenda. I don't think a Warrior fan is actually too worried about that right now, because that's, I mean, maybe you are, but that's Jonathan's agenda, and you're not going to make any of that money whether you like him or not. The agendas that I think matter and why I don't think they're the exact same are Steph Curry's agenda and then the Warriors, like, ownership agenda. And the difference in them is, like, Steph Curry would he would trade any young asset right now, any of them, and all of them, if he thought it gave him a better chance at a ring next year, don't you think?
Probably.
Right?
I mean, he's looking at it as 2 years left. He's got two, Jimmy's got two, Draymond's got two, Steve's got one, and he already said that he's not deciding on the year after that until he gets through next year. My bet would be he's got two more years, Steve Kerr.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But, and I think that these guys are responsible enough. Like, everyone's like, well, they don't care what happens. They do. They don't want to leave their organization in a total state. Like, they're not trying to be irresponsible. Draymond talked about that last offseason when, in theory, we think he was talking about the offer that was on the table for Lauri Markkanen. And he's just like, that's a bad trade. Like, would it help us next year? Maybe, but that's a bad trade. And so I don't want that for the Warriors. So I think these guys do care, but their agenda is to win next year, period. Let's eat. That's it. And Joe Lacob and the ownership agenda is that, plus be relevant and good every year. And therefore, they want to win now and keep the cupboard full and think about the future and all of those things. And so I wonder, the Warrior fans out there, which one of those agendas matters to you more? And my answer would firmly be that the Steph Curry agenda matters to me more, not because I don't care about the future of the Warriors. I just honestly don't know how often that thought process even works. In other words, to sit here today and go, well, this is what we think we can look like 4 years from now. Can you? Like, maybe. I'm not suggesting that you just take all of your assets and throw them in the bay. That's not what I'm suggesting at all. But, like, even if I asked you right now, Houston Rockets, it's going to work? What's it going to look like 3 years from now?
Well,
you're going to win it all?
You're going to need to add around the core. Like, Fred VanVleet will be gone. You would assume you've got Amen Thompson, Şengün, Jalen Green. If that's your core three, that's a pretty good core three. Jalen Green, for me, is a player who is only getting better at his age and his level of experience. Amen Thompson is a guy who's already good, and I think he projects to be just a nasty two-way player. In Şengün, as soon as he stops with the facial expressions, he could be a top five center in the league next year. Okay. The dude is a tough, tough cover.
Detroit Pistons? How are we looking 2 years from now?
I like the core.
Yeah.
You've got a, like, if you want to project out in 2 years, Cade Cunningham could be a top 10 player in the league. And you put him up there with Ant and Shea. He's that kind of guy. They've got enough, I think, in their core where they project in the right direction.
Okay.
How about Orlando with Banchero?
Yeah. And,
you know, Franz Wagner.
A little bit less excited about that.
Yes.
They're all good teams, but my point is I'd bet against any of them winning a ring. Like that. And who knows how that is going to go? Who knows who is going to start playing less than? Who knows who's going to get traded? Who knows who's going to get hurt? So this is not about me suggesting that the Warriors just throw caution to the wind and huck every young player out the door. I don't think you make a trade unless it's a good trade, but to sit here and care about 3 or 4 years from now, to me, and maybe I'm just getting triggered by what I've seen in the past, that's a fan base. If you do that, you're a fan base that's been sold a bill of goods. I worked in Southern California for years, and I watched the Padres fan base do this. They were constantly told, it's going to be great in 2 years. Wait till you see what happens in 2 years. And then 2 years would go by, and they'd be like, wait till you see what happens in 2 years. It's going to be amazing. We've got assets. We've got people, and they're on their way, and they're going to be awesome. Oh, you mean like Marco Luciano? Do you mean like him? Are they on the way?
It could be soon. Playing first base.
That kid's hitting 220 in AAA.
Yeah.
I'm ready to move on. I'm not saying get rid of him for no reason, but I have complete, my ship has left the Marco Luciano's going to be great someday station. I'm gone because that's what happens. And so this idea that the Warriors just need to have a death grip on Kuminga, Pods, Moody, TJD, and all your draft picks, I don't even really know what that is. So yes, I want them to be braced in a general sense for the future, but for me to sit here with Steph Curry still on the team and care about 2028, I don't. I don't care.
You don't have to care, but you just said something interesting about being braced for the future, and that's where I would not go hog wild this offseason or at the trade deadline with getting rid of future picks and future assets, because that is a surefire way that you're not bracing for the future. And if you trade Kuminga and picks and you wind up with no more titles and you get 2 years down the road, Steph is gone and Draymond and Jimmy's gone and Pods is coming up on an extension, so you decide how much he's worth and you keep him, and you look at your roster and it's, oh, Casey Schmidt, we have no really good players. We have no draft picks. Now we are absolutely up a creek. And I think about the Spurs, and Steiny had a good example earlier about when their dynasty ended, how they went about trying to recreate it. And I think the last year they went to the playoffs was 2019. And since then, you've gradually gotten better in the draft because you've been awful, and you were able to get Victor Wembanyama, and you got Stephon Castle in consecutive drafts. So are the Spurs on the cusp? No, but they've got Victor Wembanyama and Stephon Castle, who are really good young core players. And so in 3 to 4 years, could they be a team?
They could.
Yeah.
They could.
But this is how you go about like starting it.
Right, but this is I love that you brought this up. All right, Warrior fans, who would you rather be right now? Right now, this offseason, Warriors or the Spurs?
It's closer than you think, but
I don't think anything. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather be the Warriors.
Going into next 100%. Year, the Warriors, I would say, no matter what the Warriors do, assuming that they keep Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, let's just say Kuminga and Moody for two middling veterans, rotational guys,
okay,
a big stiff and a good wing.
But are they helpful?
Yeah, they're helpful, okay, for this team.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably $12 million a year guys, and maybe you can mid-level Melton back here coming off his ACL. Yeah, you're better than the Spurs will be. But the Spurs are still not interested in being that team. They still have more work to do. They have another draft. I think they're picking second this year.
That's correct.
Again.
That's correct.
So if I'm looking at after they had, you know, after they had the last title with Kawhi, they actually picked Slo-Mo, Kyle Anderson, number 30. Then they picked 26. They got DeJounte Murray at 29. I like the pick.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Not on their team anymore.
Correct.
So even if you make the decisions, it doesn't mean that these players are going to still be on your team by the time you're ready to be good again.
Well, I think that what you're saying is the core of my point. The Warriors are going to be a good basketball team next year, I believe. I don't know if they're going to be good enough. Probably not, but they could take us on a ride, and I think they're going to be a good, if blessed with health, they're a good basketball team and could go on an interesting run. The Spurs will not be. So do you want to basically lean into something that is real, or do you want to lean into something that you think someday is going to be real? That's still, to this moment, you can rookie of the year me all day long, but until the Spurs win more games than they lose, why do I care? Why do I care? I love what they're doing.
Right.
I wouldn't do it differently. That's not what I'm saying. But why would you give up, this is good now, for, oh, maybe something will be great down the road?
Depends on how much you're giving up now. And I'm looking at other draftees for them. Keldon Johnson in 2019, he is a big part of their team. And Devin Vassell with the 11th pick in 2020, he's a big part of their team. So they've gone about doing it with picks the right way. Now, the one caveat in the comp is San Antonio is not a free agent destination.
That too.
I think Golden State is. And this is where Joe Lacob thinks it really, really is. So
we'll see, man. Well,
and this is where the hubris of ownership can sometimes be misguided, because if you trade picks and Kuminga and Moody and you go for one last really big swing and it fails and you have no picks and you're not a free agent destination, well, now we're back to the Warriors that we grew up with.
Yep. This is crazy. Anyway, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.